I almost forgot to put my keys in the pot to suck the dick of a joke. I want to eat your coat. I need you tonight. Good sensation. So, we have a tier on Patreon called Immortality is Yours. Take it! It's from the movie Troy. Underrated as fuck.
Brad Pitt's a dream god.
Yeah, it's Achilles, though. I need a guy with a good Achilles, you know? I just gotta...
Do not be on that show.
It's important in the bedroom, Charles. Justin Bland, a longtime subscriber and friend of Wham, picked Frankenhooker, which I, honest to God, like, I always feel like a stupid asshole fucking piece of shit non-true movie buff when you guys request some of these reviews, because I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that is.
You are.
But it sounds interesting. But the beautiful thing about the Patreon tier that we have, in which you guys can go there and you can request a movie for us to review, and each month that you're in the tier, we'll do a review or a commentary for you. Not month by month, but eventually, every month that you're in that tier, you will get a video for. So check that out on our Patreon down below if you guys want to support the channel. But Justin Bland, the best part about waking up is dicks go in Jay's butt.
Not when I just wake up, for God's sake.
B-horror movie, weird science on Special K.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't you people understand?
Science.
No, my creation.
I fucked up. No, it is. It's like a fucked up, bizarro world version of Weird Science in which this guy... his girlfriend, she wears a fat suit because she's not fat in real life. And back in the day, you didn't have to be, I'm head to toe legit. You didn't have to do that shit at all. She just wore this huge fat suit, and at their family barbecue, and she's eating pretzels that her mom, like, they drive home the point she's fat. Her mom's like, maybe you should put those pretzels, fatty. He's inside, and he's toiling with this, like, brain creation. He's like a wannabe scientist, like, I went to DeVry, but I'm too cool to actually get a job.
He went to Phoenix Online.
Yeah. And back in the 80s, that was all the rage. Remember, like, Pee Wee Herman's House, he had all those weird contraptions, and, like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah.
All those classic movies, Gremlins, the dad had all those things. That was, like, a thing in the 80s, but he creates this...
He reminds me of the guy that I cheated out homework with.
I thought you were going to say cheated on your wife with. I was like, that's a new wrinkle
in
the story.
No, I never did. She did to me, though.
creates, for her dad's birthday, he creates this super lawnmower. And the lawnmower goes crazy and eats his girlfriend and chops her up in little bitty pieces.
There's a twist to Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
It's all crazy. He has dates with her severed head, and he's losing his fucking mind. He's drilling his neck and putting holes in his head, and it's this weird shit that's going on. But his whole idea is to get this super crack, get these hookers together in a room, and take the best parts of all of them, and then to recreate his girlfriend.
Where'd he get that shit from? Tijuana?
Crack. He goes through a guy named Zorro, who in my opinion is the best part about this entire movie.
Last diet.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of folks on it in these parts.
Honey tells me you're holding a party, need a lot of girls.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
It's thundering outside or inside.
Girls are the best to look at, the best for fun. A few minutes to make me any thousands of dollars. You want the best, you gotta pay.
Zorro doesn't give a shit. He's in the fucking men's room, and he's like smoking cigarettes and stuff. He's like, man, please give me some of that crack, man, please. He's like, get out of my face. And then when he finds out this young weird guy's got like money, he's like, come here. He puts his arm out, he's like, what, you got money? You got money? You want some of them hoes?
Zorro will give you what you need.
Zorro will, like, Zorro was the, yeah, he was fucking awesome in this.
He's like, a pimp is nothing without his hoes. It's the best part of the whole movie, in my opinion. But eventually, and it takes a long time to get to that point, but eventually he takes him in there, everything goes wrong, and he fucks up, and all these hookers die, and he feels terribly about it. Zorro goes into a deep depression, and you find him at a bar just, like, drowning in liquor.
Remember when he was on the bottom of the step, he's like, them hoes playing me!
Are fucking with me. She's gone on too long.
So he finally recreates her, and it takes forever for this to happen in the movie.
Yeah, he recreates his fiance.
But he recreates her, and she looks all fucked up and weird. But this chick is a good actress, man. When she's recreated, and I don't know, would you though? Mm-hmm. Yeah, would.
Want a date? You going out?
No thanks. I'm on my way home, but thanks anyway.
Well, look at the lady in purple. What truck hit you?
You looking for some action?
Hey, get your hands off me, babe.
This movie is what it was like to jerk off in the early 90s when you didn't have the internet. Trust me, kids, when all you had was Real Sex or whatever HBO and Skinemax was showing late at night,
yeah.
There was some weird, like, there was a lot of dark, dark, dark there black bushes.
Yeah.
And, like, just chicks with gigantic jerry curls and perms.
And not to mention the fact that you skipped over the fact that when he goes through each hooker, he's looking for the specific build. Like, he goes through their legs, their boobies, their stomachs, their faces, and he's taking notes and stuff. That enough is a lifetime jerk off material for a young child in the 80s.
I guess, but not a single one of them, in my opinion, was attractive.
No, they're not. But I mean,
they were like those dirty, deep. Like Jason would have picked these hookers up, and Jason Takes Manhattan.
When you're younger, that's all that matters. I mean, for me, it's like last night. It's not even a matter. But look, look.
Whenever comes a calling, I can save a hoe.
I never freeze. but get this man a shield. So yeah, he brings her back to life. She's weird as fuck. She looks like she stops. Shops at Hot Topic.
And, I like that, by the way.
And the thing about her is, though, she doesn't remember who she is.
Love like, at chicks. All.
She's not all there. And she starts just repeating what these hookers were saying to him when he brings her back. Like, how much money you got and whatever. And she beats the shit up. And she's also got this weird electric charge that's coming out of her. So she starts going back to where she remembered being. It goes back to the streets of New York, the streets of Siam. And she winds up fucking this old dude. And this guy is like...
It's like Joe Pesci's ugly brother.
Because she's fucked up. And there's
Danny
no...
Vito.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, we've only got a few minutes left before we hit the streets. Have you found your perfect woman yet?
Oh, yes. God, yes. Yes, take me, yes.
Nobody's coming off the subway looking like, yeah, I want to hit that. They were like, holy fuck! And the island of Dr. Moreau! But she winds up having sex with this weird old guy, and he's like into it too, and he's like, yeah, and then she explodes when she orgasms or something on people.
She electrocutes him to death.
Yeah, and then they explode.
This one dude tries to go down on her.
In the bar.
And it gets electrocuted.
At that point.
That was weird.
At that point, like.
Who just goes straight down? Fuck just goes straight
down? We are from a small town, but.
I heard a story the other day about someone that did this, and they just, apparently, and this is from the girl's perspective. Guy just didn't even kiss her. Like, just went down.
Mm.
And she was like, at first she was like, I don't even like you. Mm. But then she was like, well, if I just pretend it's someone else.
That's weird.
Well, I mean, not really. I mean, if you think
so
about
she
it,
didn't even like
if that
him.
Was you in those shoes, you'd probably be the same way.
I'm not doing
if
that.
If she's going down on you and like you're just like, well, all right.
Okay, no, I love Swordfish. See? And that one scene specifically, yes.
That's
John Travolta was directing and like, look, but yeah, you got 15 seconds to crack a code.
He goes straight under the table, and she electrocutes him with her vagine, yeah. And then
dangerous.
Fucking Zorro comes out. He punches her in the head and knocks her head off.
Who the fuck are you?
He takes her shit. He finds her. He takes her back to the lab. Puts her back together again, and she realizes what he's done, and she's unhappy with mm-hmm. what he's done. She's like, why did you? I didn't ask for this. You put all these fucking hookers' body parts on me. What is it you want, Jim? Then Zorro sneaks in the back door.
And we're gonna spend the rest of our lives together, me and you.
No. The question is, who are you? And for what I've been hearing, your ass is mine. I'm taking possession of it now. You hear me, honey? You hear me, Crystal?
And my favorite scene in the entire movie.
She got the IKEA build.
She's got all those hookers that he owns inside of her. So he's like, Zorro knows what you want. Zorro knows what you need. That sweet, sweet rock.
Again, and Zorro knows what you need to get in the right state of mind. Some of this sweet, sweet rock.
As soon as he said rock, the leftover body parts in the guy's freezer starts coming to life and drags Zorro in there and kills him.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, before that happens, he killed the main guy. Frankenhooker that has been brought back to life restores her fiance, but puts his head on the leftover hooker parts, and now he's got tits and a vagina, and it really ends like that. She was like, well, I was just doing it because it's best for you and me both, or whatever. So she's always been bisexual, and yeah. He didn't know about it. It didn't even need to be a movie, honestly. I could have seen this on
Tales
from the Crypt, for sure. It felt like a Tales from the Crypt episode. You know, be careful of what you wish for, kitties. You might come back with a vagina. Or whatever. I mean, I'm sure he didn't. He wouldn't say something like that. He'd say something more clever. But
yeah, he would.
Either way. That's for you. Take it, put it in your pants later on. Anyway.
Well, I want to Why would I put your middle finger in my pants?
Because it's for a fuck you anyway. I don't know.
Well, need your finger.
It was a solid movie. It's a solid B movie. It's cheesy fun. I had a good time watching it. At the end of the day, I'm going to give it a 7.0. I don't think it's one of those like classical movies that people need to see, but it's definitely one of those things that for horror aficionados, they would want to see.
Yeah.
So
I give it a 7.5, dude. I love the shit out of this movie. I thought it was hilarious and it was fun. And Zorro's one of my favorite characters in movie history.
Somebody sweet, sweet rock.
That's sweet, sweet rock.
He's like the bad guy in Punch-Up.
Zoro knows what you want. Zoro knows what you need.
He's like the third stage bad guy in Punch-Up.
But, dude, thank you so much, Justin Bland, for picking this movie, because I never would have seen it if it weren't for you. And it's just a fun-ass B-horror movie for people who love monster movies, B-horror movies, like just funny-ass movies, and it captures that 80s, 90s, early 90s New York scene so well. It's a fucking great movie. Definitely check it out. Comment down below, guys. What's your dark secret? What's your darkest fucking secret? I want to know it. That has nothing to do with this video, but it just came out of my mouth.
Dark secrets?
Yeah. Tell me what your darkest secret is in life. Just put it in the comments below. Nobody cares. And we love your fucking faces. If you're new to the channel, click that subscribe button and get some of my sick goddamn wham
opinion. Somebody's sweet, sweet rock.
We watched a movie. Yeah. We watched a movie. We watched a movie. We did a review. We watched a movie. Uh-huh. We watched a movie.